Hi guys, welcome back to part 7 of People series. Yay, drum roll. Yes, we hope you enjoyed the last episode of People series, where we talked about chronicled the life of Danderson Coates Crowther, son of Bishop Ajayi and Abigail Crowther, Reverend Eugene Samuel Willoughby, and some other interesting activities. The 7th anniversary of the Ancient Order of Foresters Friendly Society, and other interesting information as well. In today's episode, we are looking at some interesting individuals and activities from the 1930s. The first is the looking at a christening ceremony of Mr. A. Ajibade. He christened his kids, 2 children, at the UAM church on Christmas Day in 1937. They took the names Abiodun Ajibade and Kumbi Ajibade. The Reverend E.A. Bababumi was assisted by Reverend Olaniro. They officiated, giving the children the names Abiodun Abiose and Olakumbi Uluwakemi, respectively. The children were sponsored by Dr. O. Ajibade, Miss Joko Doherty, Mr. A. Ajibade, the father, and Madam Taiwo Okeola Ajibade. After the church ceremony, the gathering, which included a large number of friends and well-wishers, repaired to the residence of Mr. Ajibade at 14 Ashogbon Street, where provisions were profusely served, and merriment continued to late in the evening. And among those who attended were Mrs. J. Macaulay, Mrs. C. A. Taiwo, Mrs. Magnus Loco, F. E. A. Lesi, Fola Ejimumi, Miss Ronke Udunewu, Ms. Dameze Funleye, Priscilla Odunsi, Safu, and Johnny, and many others who all wished the children God's blessings. Interesting, because we are chronicling another christening ceremony, which occurred at St. Peter's Church, Faji, on 25th of December 1937 as well. The infant daughter of Mr. R. Wilfred Adedayo, he was an employee of the audit office at Ebutemeta, and Mrs. Oluremi Adedayo. The child was baptized by Reverend Olanle. She received the names Olubumi Olayinka Aderemi, and the sponsors were Mrs. C.B. Adeleye, Mr. R.F. Omotade, and Miss C.E. Joseph. After the ceremony, a group photograph of the christening party followed, and light refreshments were served at the residence of the parent. Among those who were present included Mrs. O.A. Omololu, J.L. Olukolu, E.A. Oke, E. Agbola, H.K. Hassan Johnson, D.A. Akofiromi, E.D. Richards, D.A. Onatoyin, E. O. Adeleye, J. A. Ogunroyi, Ladipo Agbebi, J. Ade Olaribiro, S. A. Osoyin, Amusa Kosegbe, J. A. Ogundeibi, J. A. Ayebusi, Mesdames, M. O. Gansalo, Adetutu Efiok, H. R. D. Fakie, J. S. Gansalo, Nimota Ajin, Mrs. Orevon Ulukoka Ayo Joseph Gifty Gansalu, and a host of other individuals. Next up, on 30th of December 1937 at Oke Isokun in Oyo, a wedding occurred between Miss Janet Kehinde Okalomo, who was formerly of the Baptist Girls' School, Idiaba Abeokuta, and Mr. Emmanuel Olalekan Soleye of Owu Baptist School, Abeokuta. The ceremony started at 9:30 a.m., which was the scheduled time. The marriage ceremony was conducted by the Reverend I.N. Patterson, who was principal of the Baptist Boys High School at Abeokuta, and who traveled with Mrs. Patterson from Ogbomosho. The ceremony was a success throughout. Before the scheduled time, the bridegroom and his best man, Mr. S.T. Afuagbe, teacher at St. Augustine School, Abeokuta, arrived in grey suit to match. Promptly at 9:30, the bride was dressed in snow-white silk gown, was escorted to the church by her uncle, the Reverend J. Adetaiwo of the First Baptist Church, Oyo. And after the ceremony, after the usual marriage rites, the individuals followed the couple, the new couple, to the signing of the register. Reverend I.N. Patterson, Messrs. S.T. Afuagbe, J.A. Sholeye, D.S. Adegbenru, J.A. Mosakun, J.B. Arawole, J.L. Olaitan, Akin Ulubade, G.T. Onifade, Mrs. C.O. Ogunmola, witnessed the signing of the register. The ceremony was then continued in the mission yard, where the cutting of the cake took place. Mr. S.T. Lawoyin was the master of ceremonies, and Mr. J.D. Odebumi proposed the toast of the bride and bridegroom. Refreshments were served in satisfaction of everybody present. Those present included Messrs. Akin Olubade, Ade Sanyolu, J.D. Odebumi, C.S. Adegbenru, S.A. Ojoawo, E.E. Adebayo, S.O. Ojo, J.O. Ogunwale, S.T. Afuagbe, S.A. Lawoyin, S.A. Aderonmu, S.A. Ogunmola, J. Adeilori, and other gentlemen, Messrs. J.B. Orawole, J.L. Olaitan of the UAC, and Lamidi Mola of G.L. Geza Abeokuta, traveled from Abeokuta to Oyo for the purpose, and they had to return to their station at 3:30 p.m. same day. Associational life was one interesting thing about Lagos and even other parts of Nigeria, and you had organizations like the Freemason societies, you had the Old Fellows, you had the Good Fellows, and also Catholic Friendly Society, as well as other organizations. You had the Mechanic Mutual Improvement Society. You also had other organizations that served entertainment purposes, like the Ladies Musical Club. You had the Academy, and Jolly Jenkins Friendly Society, and others. One association that was not exempt of giving farewell parties and even entertainment was the Shaft Club, which gave a farewell party to Mr. W. Ladibo Soson, who was an employee of the Port Health Office, Lagos. The Shaft Club party arranged a farewell party by the Shaft Club, rather, arranged a farewell party by officers and members of the club in honor of Mr. Ladipo Soso, who was also a valued member of the club and who was to proceed to Ibadan on the 12th of January. The function was held at Siriki Street and was a very successful affair. Mr. H.A. Thomas was the master of ceremonies. He introduced the chairman, Mr. O.M. Falomo, who in turn outlined the object of the social gathering. After Mr. Thomas had referred to Mr. Soson's activities in the club, Mr. S.B. Oliyide Jr. read the farewell address, followed with the presentation of a book to the guest of honor as a souvenir of the occasion. The toast of the guest of honor was next proposed by Mr. H.A. Sanyolu, after which Mr. Soson rose and missed chairs and expressed his appreciation of the honor done him by the club and his regret for leaving them. He assured members of the club that he would always remember them. Refreshments were served under the direction of Mr. Abimbola Akinosho and his assistant, after which a group photograph of the club was taken. Those present included Mrs. Adebayo Hastrop, G. O. Kaxi Naibi, N. A. Nelson, J. Olumide, B. Bolaji Fini, and others. The club came to a close, the function rather, came to a close at about 7:15 p.m. when all had dispersed, wishing Mr. Sosson au revoir and the best of luck in his new station. At Abba, in December 1937, on the 22nd, was a rather sad incident, which was the death of Mr. Michael Gibson Mweke, who was sub-inspector of sanitation. He died at his residence during the absence of his wife and children, who had just left him for Christmas a day before the incident on the 21st of December. The deceased was quite healthy a few hours before nightfall and also retired to bed at about 11 p.m. on the 21st without the least complaint of disorder. The deceased joined the sanitary department in 1920 and he was transferred to the Abba station from Itu in 1932. He was a warden and assistant secretary of St. Michael's Church, Abba. After the post-mortem examination next day, which was the 23rd, the corpse was removed to his hometown, Nwafia, Awka District, where the interment took place on the 24th of December at 9 a.m. Mr. F.W. Wabuso witnessed the interment on behalf of St. Michael's Church, Abba. On the 26th of December 1937, an interesting wedding and one of the biggest in Sagamu took place at St. Paul's Church, Sagamu, between Miss Olaide Oshinowo, who was at that point a schoolmistress at St. Saviour's Ijebude, and Mr. Olufemi Dada of Ijebude Grammar School. A large number of relatives and friends came from Lagos, Ibadan, Ikorodu, and Ijebude, that is, to testify of the status of the two individuals and the families as well. The first Ijebu Rover crew, of which the bridegroom was a member, attended in uniform and formed the guard of honor, both at the church gate and around the car which conveyed the bridal couple back home. Among those who witnessed the marriage register were the best man, Mr. S.A. Awodeyin of St. Jude School, Ibutemeta, Mrs. J.I. Ugunlesi, J.O. Odebo, D.A. Odutayo, D.A. Joshua, James Dada, father of the bridegroom, D.O. Ilukbeju Osinowo, bride's father, and Mr. T. Ugunlesi, O. Efunkoya, and Adeshala Mafe. There was large attendance of prominent people, both at the church and at the reception, which followed at Ijokun Street, Sagamu. And Mr. Olufemi and Mrs. Olaide Dada spent their honeymoon at Sagamu afterwards. What is associational and societal life without birthday celebrations? And on New Year's Day in 1938, Milton Abiodun Macaulay of the CMS Bookshop entertained a large number of friends to a luncheon party at his residence at Martin Street, which was in honor of his birthday anniversary. The function started at 1 p.m. and was presided by Mr. Ade Mumuni, and everything was done to the satisfaction of all who were present. There was a general merriment in the air while the various dainties served were freely partaking of. The only toast was that of the host, Mr. Milton Macaulay, and a very high tribute were paid to his many good qualities. It was said that he was an ambitious young man and was one of the precious few who could be said to be gentlemen in the real sense of the word. Milton Macaulay made a modest response to his toast. He thought he did not deserve the tribute thrown on him and thanked the guests for their presence, and he wished them all happiness and prosperity in the new year as well. Dancing followed. Music was supplied by a gramophone with Philips amplifier and loudspeaker, and the most enjoyable time was spent well until 4:30 p.m. when a group photograph was taken and the function came to a close. Those who were present included Mrs. A. Mumuni, F. Kufeji, J. A. B. Okenla, R. Allen, J. K. Duncan, W. Sosan, A. R. A. Disu, Agbola Adjose, A. Morgan, A. Ayodele, B. Ogunbiyi, L. Smith, A. Ogunbiyi, K. Bannerman, A. Olubodun, C. Macaulay, Y. Pratt, E. E. Shobo, O. Lijadu, G. Lawson, H. Ogunyemi, O. K. Ibarre, Akinso, O. Johnson, A. Shonekon, Mrs. Ola Odunfuade, Ayo Doherty, F. Johnson, E. Moore, A. Amisa, Tomi Agbebi, L. Ajose, F. Macaulay, Yeside Williams, D. Adefolu, and Ms. Dames Cole and G. Lawson. And lastly, in today's episode, we are looking at the wedding between Miss Osenotu Akonke Ajala, who was the daughter of Alhaji Ahmad Rifai Ajala of Miller Brothers Limited, and Mr. Akibu Oshodi, who was the younger brother of Chief Disu Akinyemi Oshodi. It was a very interesting wedding, which took place in January 1938. The Chief Imam Ahmad Ligali, the dignitary in chief of the Central Mosque Lagos, officiated at this ceremony and the customary way in which Muslim marriage was solemnized. After an invocation of blessing for the couple and for the relatives and friends of the contracting parties, the Imam charged all those present with living up to the ideal of life After the conclusion of the service, the open spaces in front of the bride's father's house were repaired to where refreshments were served. Of the Muslim elements who graced the wedding ceremony, important members of the Al-Hujajis, the Ahmadis, the Ansaruddins, as well as sportsmen from the Muslim cricket, tennis and football clubs. Well-known people included Mrs. F.S. Martins, M.S. Akilade, T.A. Tijani, Alhaji S.O.S. Damole, Alhaji A.S. Alaka, Alhaji Shitu S. Bashon from Ota, Lasisi Andoni, Hamzat A. Shubai, B.A. Fanny Mokun, S.A. Shogunron, Y.P. Oyeshile, Shodende, H.O. Sumola, I.O. Lawal, I.A. Williams, M.A. Animashan, O. Balogun, M.S. Adejon, N.B. Kenku, A.K. Asoni, S.L. Ayeni, M.B. Salami, K.D. Oshodi, S.A. Badmos, F.S. Sekoni, and P.B. Agbob Sasa, A.K. Amel, Y.S. Morgaji, Y.S. Dawudu, L.A. Adeniji, M.B. Aka, B. Bagja, B. Amila, A. Kessintin, Y. Barua, and A. Balugun. See you guys when next we see you. Don't forget to share our podcast with friends and family. We're on Instagram at The Facade Nigeria, THEFACADENIGERIA. See you guys next time. Cheers.